hear little feet scurrying in my manner. What little mouse has decided to take refuge here, so far from civilization? There is no use in hiding, little mouse. I have lived here far longer than you have been alive. I can tell when even the slightest thing is off. And I can hear you, smell you, the scent of blood. Oh, how it rushed through your veins as fear forces your little body into a frenzy. Your heart pumping away, pump, pump, pump. Completely unaware that its attempt to help you is only drawing me closer to you. Oh, and those little breaths of yours. I bet you're clutching your mouth, trying to stifle your panicked breaths. Your lungs trying to force as much oxygen into them that they don't care if they drag in what they previously let out. It might be in your best interest to come out, if that's the case, little mouse. Are you going to hyperventilate? Oh, that won't stop me from finding you. How will you react? I'm not so undignified that I would feast without your presence. I like to look my prey in their eyes. Does that scare you? What makes you more afraid? The thought of me finding you, or the thought of you waking up to me staring directly at you? My crimson eyes glowing in the darkness as I approach. One little bite is all it would take. Maybe I'll keep you. It's been so long that I feasted on a human. It would be such a waste to simply drain you. I've heard that it even feels good. It makes sense, doesn't it? In order to keep our prey docile, it would be better to cause pleasure than pain. The question remains, should I keep you as cattle or as a pet? If I make you my thrall, you would find pleasure in doing as I say. You would be attached to me because you would have just enough of my blood to keep you from aging. But if I keep you as a cattle, well, what use for a mind do they have? Just a mindless animal, existing only to be drained by me. But you would enjoy that too. It's so much more enjoyable to destroy a mind by overflowing it with pleasure. But at the same time, you would only live your current lifespan, and any affection you have would be simply a normal response. Kind of like a dog. You love them, and you know that they love you back. But that's it. They will die long before you, and you may shed a few tears, but at the end of the day, you will have them replaced in a few months. So, I guess the question remains, what do you want? Either way, I will have a source of food. But in only one scenario will I have something that truly adds to my manner. So, will you be my pet? Or my pet? What is your choice, little mouse? And don't think you can escape. I know that you can see me. I bet that you think that I don't know you're there. But you're trapped. All I will have to do is simply walk over there and pull you out. And if I do that, I'll choose the option that I know frightens you more. Can you comprehend feeling as your memories, your identity, as you simply slip away? Not knowing who you are, just that you want this woman to keep taking care of you, and then dying of old age, discarded and forgotten by time. I am not cruel. You would be fed, comfortable, and cared for. But you wouldn't be you, would you? I will give you to the count of three. One, two. Oh, there you are, little mouse. It looks like it took you so much effort to reveal yourself. Oh, such a little thing you are. Why, it looks like I could crush you with just one finger. Don't fret over such details. The most adorable things in this world are almost always more fragile than the beholder. Look at you, petrified with fear. That won't do. Look up at me, little mouse. Look into my eyes. So timid. That's cute. But by now you have realized that you cannot look away. But you shouldn't want to look away. My crimson eyes should be the only thing in the world you want to look at right now. Now then, what to do with you? Well, I cannot have you living here in constant fear. Why don't you listen to my voice? There you go. Allow my voice to wash over you. Your body trembled, but your mind remains in my grasp. You feel that you can trust me, but you can't help but being afraid. That's only natural. You are so small and delicate that even a gust of wind could knock you down. And darling, I am the whole storm. But seeing you in your current state tells me that you like this. It took zero effort on my part to put you into this state. I bet that I could get you to do whatever I want. Why don't you take a step forwards? Maintain eye contact. Good. You like it when I give you orders. Whenever you follow them, you feel good. Is that right? Good little mouse. Now the next thing I want you to do is very important. I want you to open your mouth. Lick the cut on my hand. Take some of my blood for yourself. Good. Now, I want you to listen closely. I will instruct you to break your gaze and my ability to issue new commands will break until I command you to look into my eyes again. When you break your gaze, I want you to enter a state of fatigue. You will look at me with trust and allow me to help you to my chamber. You will not resist. However, I want you to keep your timid nature. In fact, I want nothing about you to change besides what I very clearly instructed of you. All you will remember is that I did this to you. You will not know what I changed. Now, wake up. Break the gaze. Now then, little mouse, you must be tired after such a journey. You can barely stand. Why don't you let me help you? That's it, little mouse. Are you frightened? You can't stop yourself from obeying me. You feel good, but at the same time, you are so shy. Scared. You can't even look me in the eyes. Is it because of my hypnosis? Or are you just so shy that you would simply perish if you looked at them? Why am I taking you to my chambers? Is there a problem? You seem to be confused. It's almost like someone messed with your head. Oh, you should stay with me then. We don't know what else was changed. Or at least you don't. I didn't do much. I just made you a little more agreeable. I didn't want to spend a long time convincing you to follow me. It's so late. Wouldn't you agree? It's almost morning. Still, why would you come here? Have you not heard the stories that the manor was owned by a blood-sucking vampire? That she lives alone, for her village was devoured and left to rot, overtaken by the forest. Surely, a little rain was not enough to drive you in here. Because the second you stepped foot into my manor, there was no chance I would have let you get away. But you knew that already, didn't you? Little mouse. That's why you came out. You knew that there was no chance to get away. I find it so adorable when prey is smart enough to know when they are done. After all, hunting is how I have survived this long. But animal blood is sour. It doesn't carry the same weight as knowing you are drinking from a human. The animals here have survived for so long, but none are smart enough to build giant structures. Yet, they are also not foolish enough to live in favor of another. Oh, how fun it was when I was considered a disgrace to their god for simply living. I've never killed anyone that didn't want me dead. But I never stopped when self-defense turned into an attack of my own. They should have known better. They should have been smart enough to know that the second they entered my manor with the intent to kill me, like they would not live with their lives. Does that make you less frightened or more? You know that I've killed, but only when I've had to. You have nothing to fear, unless you intend to hurt me. But I suppose the knowledge that I can in fact end your life easily carries fear by itself. But maybe it also brings a sense of security. After all, when you are at my side, the amount of people who can harm you is virtually zero. There are other monsters, but very few are as old and powerful as I. I compare your kind to animals because at the end of the day you are. The difference is that I have not only accepted it, but I have also embraced it. I became a predator, and all of the wolves realized that they were actually sheep. But in the modern day, you have become less like sheep and more like rodents, scurrying about the earth and gnawing on whatever you can sink your teeth into. But you are just one little mouse. The question is, do you realize how little you actually are? You look surprised. Did you expect a coffin? Where is it written that a vampire must sleep in their coffin? Just another reason why your kind are comparable to sheep. Something worked once, and now you regard it as fact, not even bothering to question if it was something that just happened to be correct once and never again. A stake through the heart would kill just about anything, wouldn't you agree? Now then, I think I've waited long enough. Have you forgotten the reason why you are still alive? Why I only kill if I have to? And there's that fear that looks so adorable on you. Why don't you sit down on the bed? You're practically clinging on me to keep from falling. That's a good little mouse. Such smooth skin. Very few marks. Your neck is practically spotless. Don't be scared. Just one little pinch. I promise. You'll enjoy this. Don't struggle. That's it. Just go limp. I've got you. You're so delicious. Human blood is so much more divine than I remember. It's addicting. I know. I'll have to stop soon. Just a little more. That was divine. I have not felt this full in centuries. And look at you, so tired and worn. barely conscious. It makes a predator inside me hungry. But whatever could I still be hungry for? Just lie back, little mouse. I think I found a new use for you. You look so delicious. Shh, no. I'm not going to eat you. Not in that way. Just let me have a little fun. Ah, you look so adorable, trembling beneath me. I know that you want this. You're actually looking into my eyes. Your expression so pitiful, so weak. Even a deer has more dignity as it's being devoured by wolves. It makes me feel like if I let you go, you would get taken by a hawk or hunted by anything with sharp teeth. Are you sure you want me to do this? Given how you are reacting so far, you'd probably have a heart attack that second I so much touched you. What if I just traced my long, sharp nail down your chest, every so gently, just that, and your entire body is covered in goosebumps, and your breathing, it's like your entire body is shaking, but that look you're giving me, it makes my cold body start to burn. I want you. I hunger for you. And now it's time to feast. How was that? I felt you tense up. Is that because I started tracing my fingers along your cock? You are so hard already. And I'm just slowly moving my fingers over it. Not giving much pleasure, but it's definitely noticeable. And you cannot move either. How long before I drive you insane? I want you to beg me to fuck you. Look at me with that cute expression of yours and say, "Mistress, please devour me." Your face is so red, and I think you're trying to say something, but you just can't get the words out. Such a shame. But I have all the time in the world, you see. So, let's see how long it takes before your desire overpowers your timidness. I'll just be right here, slowly tracing over your sensitive cockhead. I think I see pre-cum. You must be so sensitive. It would be a real shame if I kept going. I could turn you into a blushing, quivering mess. How long do you think it would take for your cock to be one small stroke away from climax? I kind of want to see it, don't you? Your cock throbbing and covered in so much precum that it drips down in your cock and pulls at your waist, some streaming off of you. My hand gripping your base to keep you from coming. I pull it away and lines of precum stick to my hand. Would you even be able to comprehend what is happening at that point? Or would you simply be lost in a haze of pleasure? I stop for a split second and lick the head of your cock and everything that was saved up just shoots out. Does that thought scare you? How easily I can control your pleasure. Of course, you can always avoid that by saying those words that I so much want to hear from you, little mouse. 4 words. Say it, and this torment ends. What was that? I couldn't hear you. That's what I like to hear. The last time I had sex was a few hundred years ago. You could say that I have a lot of pent-up desires. I might be an undead, blood-hungry monster, but a girl has her needs. Oh, that feels good. Oh, you are so warm inside of me. Oh, do you like the way breasts bounce as I ride you? Or maybe, would you like them better if I lean over you and let them rest on your face? Oh, so cute. It's like you haven't seen a girl naked before. Just keep making that face. Just keep being a good boy for me, alright, little mouse? Why don't I give you a better look? Do you like it when I lean back like this? Oh, don't be shy. You can touch me. Your hands feel so good on me. My body is normally freezing, being undead and all of that. It's so nice to actually feel warm for once. You're going to have to take responsibility for awakening this part of me. If my mouth is not teasing you, it's either going to be sucking your blood or sucking your cock. I don't think you mind though, naughty boy. I'm going to speed up now. I want to see how much you can take. Fuck your cock. Your cock feels so good inside of me. It's the perfect size. Oh, I can feel you trying to back up into me. It's so cute. Your hands are the only part of your body that are actually able to move. I guess I really did a number on you. Let's finish you off. Are you getting close? Then come. Come. Yes. Good boy. Fuck. It's so hot. It's like my entire body is melting. I feel alive again. Fuck. I'm still shaking. That was something else. That was almost as good as your blood. But you have to understand, nothing can compare to human blood. This heart wired into me. However, considering that both of those things came from you, I suppose that but means, I think, you're really good. I'll have to get you used to life around here. It might be fun, actually. I really haven't had a human here in a long time. I just missed that fear, you know. I'll get off of you. There. You know this works. You are probably going to sleep through the day, which perfectly lines up with my schedule. I can't wait to show you around here. It's nice not to be alone anymore. I love you, little mouse. Out of all the humans I've seen throughout my entire life, I think you are my favorite. Good night. Good morning, I guess.